Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, you've done it. You have reached the weekend. Got plenty to get into because we have a little more on your New Orleans Saints. Jared Cook. He was one of the guys that stood out. You'll hear from him. Eric McCoy. How's that going? Josh Kassenstein, TopSpeakUNOLA.com, had a nice story on him. We'll get into that here in a little bit. NBA playoffs continue.
Uh-oh.
Milwaukee.
Giannis. You gotta learn to pass, bud.
Stop it. Why are you blaming Giannis? We'll get into all of that and more. Let's see. Kurt Helin will join us on that. Rafael Esparza at 12:30. Chris Blair at 12:15. Why would he come on? Yeah, we'll get to that here in a quick sec. Marlon Favorite, I think, wants to jump in. Talk OTAs here as well. Your phone calls, your tweets. So much fun we can get into here as well. Memorial Day weekend. But first, Joey, who you want to talk about somebody who's on cloud nine. I'll give you a reason why, but after. He welcomes us officially to the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
There he is. I always say that, and then it's, there she is. Rebecca Block letting you know you've made it to the weekend. Congratulations, everybody. It's Gus Kattengill, Jordan the intern, Joey back in the LaRose studios, who is just absolutely beside himself. Who'd have thought that the day would come where high-priced players, free agents, pro bowlers are paying visits to the Cleveland Browns first? That's right. I know, Saints fans, you want yourself some Gerald McCoy. I know you do. There's a lot of teams that do. The Colts, the Patriots, the Chargers, right? There's only one problem. The Browns are getting them first.
Super Bowl champ.
I mean, there's tweeting out there. Today, we are hosting Pro Bowler Gerald McCoy.
Rejecting people.
I mean, right? What happened to the days where people are like, the Browns called, they're like, yeah, we're good. We're good. I'm busy. Aren't we busy? We got something else booked, right?
Just leave your number. We'll call you back.
The reports this morning, and we said this yesterday, that it would be a bidding war. Well, per reports, NBC Sports Talk, The Works, a couple of other reports, it is around $11 million per. Not $11 million over a couple of years. $11 million per for Gerald McCoy. Saints fans, I know you want him. I think he'd be fantastic on the Saints defensive line. Help out Marcus Davenport. I'd love it. Be great. Throw him in there. If he can show me where they're going to find $11 million per season, I'd love. And do you want to do that to somebody that has a few seasons under his legs? So some of the things to think about, but Jordan, $11 million per. Again, now, are those the reports that, the agent's leaking out and trying to make sure that it is around there? That's live audio from inside the agent's office. That's really good of you. Yeah. I mean, seriously, I mean, it's. Look, like I said, I'm sure there was a phone call, but now it's a bidding war. And an understandable bidding war, but yes, it is a bidding war. 800-998-1003, as you said, Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, will join us. How do you describe what took place at the end of the game? And
it was one of those videos where you could watch it a thousand times and still keep watching and saying what just happened.
So LSU was down. We the show ended.
Correct.
They're down a run, right? Things don't look good for the Tigers. As they go, they go 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. They're down to three outs. It looks like, you know, that'll be it. And, you know, the storyline will be with Matt about the leadoff. Hey, was it enough to get the regional? And then they get on base. Pair runners on base. Voice of Tigers, Chris Blair, is going to join us next segment.
1-0 the count to Reed. The pitch from Fuller. Again in the dirt. Again, Scheffler chases it, loses it. It gets away right side to Giacomo on his way in. He's safe at the plate. Throw back to Scheffler. Gets away towards the dugout. Here comes Bianco! Tigers win! Tigers win! 4-3! The win over Auburn here in Hoover. How about that?
Yeah, again.
They deserve that win.
I don't think Chris Blair even realized. It's been the wackiest three games that I've seen in the tournament. It really honestly is. From the weirdness that the second inning was in the first game, right? And which they wind up winning, but still. And then, yes, I mean, you've had, you know, the ball get caught in the second baseman's glove. A ball go off the foot of the first baseman. Catcher's interference. I mean, you've just had some wacky, wild things. And, I mean, there's horseshoes. And then there's, I call it a leprechaun. I don't know what. The rally possum. I see he made the trip to Hoover. They keep showing him. Wrapped on one of the banisters there, one of the rails of the stands in front of LSU fans. That's incredible. That's not to say that the LSU hitters wouldn't have been able to knock in the tying run or the game-winning run, but a wild pitch turns into an error, turns into a rematch tonight against Mississippi State. You're shaking your head. I mean, it's incredible.
I think it was the first baseman or the pitcher that threw it to home plate after when they finally found the ball after a full eternity.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, he was the runner was already safe
at
home.
The catcher kick it with his right foot,
right.
And it goes, you know,
right.
Towards the first base dugout. So the tying run was coming in.
The tying run was already on base,
but,
like
dude,
before
toss,
it even left
look,
his
I,
hand.
If you've ever played baseball, watching that play as a fan, you sit there and go, "That's an easy play." But when the adrenaline is going, you see the runner running down. I mean, I've done it 100 times, unfortunately. We've all, yeah, exactly. Oh, there we go. All right. Joey, keep that up. Let's see.
Reed, the pitch from Fuller. Again in the dirt. Again, Scheffler chases it, loses it. It gets away right side to Giacomo on his way in. He's safe at the plate. Throw back to Scheffler, gets away towards the dugout. Here comes Bianco. Tigers win.
I like it. Good job, Joey. Yeah, I mean, it was nuts to sort of see. Now here we go again. I do think, just by the way that they're playing and the style that they are, again, you hate to say that it is a factor, but it is a very real factor. Money. Let's be honest. Chances are LSU hosts a regional. They're going to make some money, and the NCAA makes some money. But they're playing the way they are right now. I honestly think they've done enough. Why not, right? Let's see if they can beat Mississippi State. We'll talk to Chris Blair, though, about the upcoming game. Tulane, unfortunately, suffered their first loss, and it's 8-4 against Cincinnati. They'll take on UCF in a rematch of a game they won a couple nights ago, and that will be coming up later tonight here as well. So we'll talk a little college baseball. We're trying to get a hold of the Graf, see if he wants to preview that coming up a little bit here as well. As we mentioned, coming up on the show, we got Rafael Esparza. We'll talk odds with him here as well. And more importantly, in the finals, Golden State's just chilling, relaxing, getting ready for whatever the Eastern Conference Finals champion will be. Again, the Raptors winning in Milwaukee last night. We can talk a little bit about that with him. 12:45, Nate Osborne. Two games remain for the NOLA Gold. And The Jordan curse. I'm going to go with the Jordan curse.
Me?
Yeah. Because you have yet to go out there and yet to go participate in one of the training sessions, and they've lost a couple in a row.
So you got to get those losses in before you reach, you know, the pivotal point of your season.
Well, there's only two games left. It's pretty pivotal. They're trying to get into the postseason. It's kind of pivotal. So we'll talk with Coach Nate Osborne. Hour number two, we'll hear from Eric McCoy and Jared Cook.
And Kurt Heelan will be on.
And Kurt Heelan will join us at 2:15 to talk a little NBA playoffs and NBC NBA writer as well. I'm not saying that you heard it here, and we've been talking about it for a while now. Mike Tripp with ESPN.com wrote a piece today. Did you see that, Jordan? Did you see what he wrote today?
I have not looked at it.
You have not seen what Michael...
Of the Triplett.
Yes. Triplett had to write. It's a headline that, again, it's not, and even when I did it, it's not suggesting, and it's not, I'm trying to be alarming or like he is. No. It's just, you know, it just makes sense. He tweeted 3 hours ago, the Saints should be grateful that Michael Thomas and Cameron Jordan aren't forcing any contract standoffs just yet. But they need to be prepared to pony up soon for their underpaid All-Pro stars.
It's interesting what we've been touching you say about. That because Pro Football Talk just tweeted out 3 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Cameron Jordan more worried about being a Saint lifer than being highest paid. So it kind of,
and that's what I get, and that's what I've been saying about trying to be a little proactive, maybe try to get ahead of all of this rather than having to, you know, pay it all at once. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have to find somehow, some way to stagger the upcoming massive payments. I mean, it just is what it is. And you're going to start getting hit. I mean, that's just is what it is. If you want to be competitive, and it's right. But, you know, and we can credit Brian and Ole's for this. For months, he's been just out there touting it.
Promoting Cam Jordan.
Calling him the new face of the franchise. He's not saying Drew isn't currently, but at some point in time, Drew will not be, right? Who is that guy that speaks on behalf of the team? Who is that guy, the go-to guy? Who's the leader in that locker room? And when you look at the past several months, free agency, when several guys start getting big deals, what do you see from Cam Jordan? Little funny tweets here and there, right? Little emoji usage to kind of suggest, hey, wow, whoo, that's a nice contract by that guy. Must be nice, right? But you also see him front and center on social media when it comes to social issues. You also see him front and center when it comes to New Orleans things. You see him front and center trying to, I wouldn't say recruit AD, but kind of, you know, say, hey, are you in or you not? You see him during the offseason saying, I need me one of those Mardi Gras jerseys. And then Drew Holiday giving it to him. You see him involved in this community, in this city, and in those two teams. So I do think that it's interesting that at some point in time, you just got to wonder how that happens, right? Because, again, whether it's receivers or whether it's, again, defensive ends, there have been some defensive ends. They got some money here in this offseason. And Cam Jordan has the kind of money that, or I guess the guys that are making the kind of money that, you know, Cam Jordan would be worth that as well. He has 2 years left on a 5-year deal he signed in 2015. But, you know, again, he has incredible stats. All pros the last two seasons, a couple sacks. And pretty much the kind of money that other guys are being paid, he has the same stats as. Jordan's average salary per Triplett story ranks 22nd among 4-3 defensive ends and 3-4 outside linebackers, according to ESPN stats and information. The Bears' Khalil Mack averaging more than twice as much as Jordan at $23.5 million a year. Lawrence and Clark, a couple of other defenders, joined the $20 million club this year. So, look, at some point in time, you probably wonder if that's going to happen. So we'll talk a little bit more about that here over the show here as well. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. When you go to the website, you will see videos, blogs, instances, and about us page to kind of meet the attorneys, all of that and more. So go over there. Don't forget, you don't get paid, they don't get paid. It's a free consultation call to even see if they can use you or you can use them, right, in terms of help. So give them a buzz. 800-998-1003 is the way to give us a call. And the other number you should always remember is 909-KING. When we come back, the voice of the Tigers joins us live from Hoover, Alabama. Chris Blair talks about the wild SEC tournament that the Tigers have been in next on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
You want to save a lot of money this summer? I mean a whole lot of money. Then look for the sticker and save during the summer sticker event at Barker Kia and Homa. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 19 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? Take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX-V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. With $4,500 off new Kia Sportages, $4,000 off new Kia Souls, and $5,500 off new Kia Sorentos. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia and Homer or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. Remember that strength and laughter.
19KTO36, MSRP 25025, 3,000 dealer discount, 2,000 customer cash. Stock number 19KO32, MSRP 2320, $2,000 dealer discount, 2,000 customer cash. 19KO6, MSRP 37440, $1,500 dealer discount, $3,000 customer cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Go to TT and LC dealer for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2019.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
The win went over Auburn.
The count to Reed. The pitch from Fuller. Again in the dirt. Again, Scheffler chases it, loses it. It gets away right side to Giacomo on his way in. He's safe at the plate. Throw back to Scheffler, gets away towards the dugout. Here comes Bianco! Tigers win! Tigers win! 4-3! The win over Auburn here in Hoover.
Chris, sounds like you were a little excited there. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, joins us this afternoon. Just a little excited there on that play call.
Just a little bit, man. I tell you what, we were running on fumes, but the adrenaline somehow kicks in when you see something crazy like that.
Chris, honestly, there's so much to talk about over the last 3 days when you think about it. Just crazy innings of things that you don't see. I mentioned it in the opening segment. Balls getting stuck in second baseman gloves. Balls this way. Catcher's interference that leads to big innings. Big comebacks. pitching performances, so many different things. You've seen some crazy things so far in the SEC tournament with the Tigers, haven't you?
Yeah, not just this year, but over the last couple of years. You know, it was funny. I was watching some of the coverage last night, obviously on the SEC network and then on ESPN, SportsCenter, and then even on the local news here in Birmingham. And, you know, the story was interesting because they always said, you won't believe the ending to this game and the SEC tournament in Hoover, but you won't be surprised that LSU was involved. And that's kind of the way it's been. I mean, there's been some crazy moments. And I was reminded early this morning, a year ago today, that Todd Peterson, you know, got his first at bat, put one off the wall here at the Hoover Met, which helped the Tigers win over South Carolina 6-4. So, you had the fog game where the game was delayed. Against Florida because nobody could see anything, and you know, you don't expect fog typically in Alabama in May. So anyway, it when you come to Hoover, I mean, expect the unexpected, but I don't know that I've seen anything even remotely close to ending the game as a walk-off wild pitch that scored two runs.
You know, I heard this yesterday, and it's just crazy. When you think of the 17-inning game two games ago, and then having to get back out there, was at 9 a.m. for the team to go out there, have breakfast, or even get to the ballpark. It was something like 9 hours out of the last 24 or something of that nature to have it been on a baseball field. You probably know the exact time, like how much time they've actually been on a baseball field in 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, we all arrived back at the hotel around 4 a.m. Thursday morning. And then, yeah, the team was up for a 9 o'clock breakfast and then back at the ballpark at 11. And then we were done, right around, well, by the time we packed up and left, it was around 5 o'clock, getting back to the hotel. So, my brain's not, operating well enough at the moment to do the exact math. But, I mean, that just goes to show you, how long we spent at the ballpark Wednesday, Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon. It was surreal to be sitting there late in the game yesterday, and it just happened. I don't know how. Just looked down at my watch and saw it was 3:03, and I reminded Doug and Bill Franklin. You know, guys, we were sitting here 12 hours ago watching college baseball on this very same day. So, you know, as we mentioned, you know, Doug, Bill, and I sit up there. It's a pretty hot press box. There's no AC. It's been extremely hot. It always is, but it's been very hot here in Alabama. So we're just sitting. I can't imagine being out on that diamond, putting it all on the line like they were Saturday, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and then come out in the hottest day of the week, and have to battle and find a way to win against Auburn to stay alive. I mean, that's just, you say what you want about the 2019 LSU Tigers, but as far as effort and fight, you don't get much better than that.
Speaking with Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, you know, one of the things, Chris, that's been, you know, there's reasons that you can win and you move on too as well, and a lot of it has to do with guys stepping up, making plays, but Chris, you have to start on the mound, man. Let's just start with yesterday's performance from Landon Marceau. And I saw Cody Warsham tweet this, 29 innings, 2.48 ERA, 8 earned runs, 32 hits, 20 Ks, just 6 walks. LSU 2-0 in that stretch. And, I mean, he's 2-0, and LSU 5-1. I mean, that's stepping up late in the season.
Yeah, Doug Thompson mentioned it yesterday on our BMW 10th inning show, and it was a good point. And that was, you know, with the excitement at the end of the game, you hope what's not lost is the job that Landon Marceau did on a day short of rest. You know, he pitched excellent against Auburn in the final weekend series. You know, just last weekend back at the box, gave a strong performance and, you know, backed up a really good performance to help the Tigers beat Arkansas to avoid the sweep the week before that. And he came in yesterday. He was with the ball club until 4 a.m. So, yeah, he was in the dugout, but nobody got a lot of sleep. And he comes in there, and it's 90-plus degrees. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of offense from LSU outside of the first inning. He just had to battle. He was over, you know, right at 30 pitches in the top of the first inning and somehow was able to go as far as possible and be very effective. So, it was a good point that Doug made. Don't let what Landon Marceau be forgotten. And hopefully he's going to be a big asset, you know, beyond the Hoover tournament moving into the NCAA. The Tigers are certainly going to need him.
We'll finish with that thought here in a quick sec, but let's move into today, 6:30, Mississippi State when you look back at that game that went 17 innings, so many chances for both teams, really, I think, to win and to kind of let games kind of get away from them as well. You know, you just think of what Hess did in that 8th and 9th inning to get it into extras and so many different areas in that. How does this play out? Obviously, with LSU, you can even say running on fumes, but how do you think today plays out?
Well, first of all, you have to start with the fact that the Tigers have played a game more than Mississippi State coming in as the 4 seed, so they didn't get to action until Wednesday. So that's number one, which means you've exhausted some starters, you've exhausted some bullpen guys. Then you add on top of that that you had to go 17 innings, as they did. But still, you know, a lot of your key bullpen players are not going to be available today. So that's that. Second thing is I was listening to Todd Walker on the telecast yesterday, and they were asking Todd his experience in minor league and obviously professional baseball. Like, when you have a game like that where you play 17 innings, get a handful of hours of sleep, and then have to come back and play another gutsy ball game, does it affect you the day after or the second day after? And he talked about how it really hits you the second day after, which for all intents and purposes will be today or later tonight. So I'm interested to see how LSU handles it, how much energy they have, not because they're not focused and not because they don't want to win, but because they literally are running on fumes. Now, the other side of that, again, Mississippi State's played one less game here in Hoover, but they had a pretty tough battle last night. You know, they lost to Vanderbilt 1-0. It wasn't necessarily a super quick game. It certainly wasn't 17 innings, but they did play the nightcap. So, you know, the thing about it early in the tournament, if you play in the nightcap and win, you stay in the nightcap, which means you get an equal amount of rest. You know, LSU's, that's already out the window for the Tigers, but for Mississippi State, it is going to be a little, somewhat quicker turnaround, possibly depending on game one. But it's just going to be interesting to me what team has the advantage as far as energy and the ability to go, because, you know, these two teams are rivals, and they've been for a long time. So the want to and the motivation is certainly going to be there. It's just going to be interesting to me, who's got the energy to go the distance. And then, of course, the more practical piece is, you know, LSU with expected Clay Moffitt to start. Mm-hmm. And then you got some guys sparingly this year out of the bullpen. It'll be interesting to see what Mississippi State's able to counter with.
And I guess finally we'll wrap up with what kind of you touched on. You said the NCAAs. Do you think the Tigers have done enough? I mean, it was a question, Chris, we talked about leading into Hoover, that they had to do some stuff to maybe host that regional. Do you think right now, this, regardless of what happens today, they're hosting, or do you think a win today would solidify that?
Well, I think a win today would solidify that. I know I'm a little biased, but, again, I came into this week saying that the Tigers were on the outside looking in, would have to play their way in to host the regional. But I felt all along, if you went 2-2 in Hoover, especially taking 2 of 3 against Auburn, that I felt like you'd have it. And after watching these two games, the last two games specifically, not even concluding the South Carolina win, but just the last two games, I certainly believe they deserve to host the regional. And there's a couple of reasons why. Number one, this has been an up and down year. There's no question. There's been some real high highs, low lows, and you take the full body of work for LSU. And I know they're disappointed and felt like they could have done better. And I don't think anybody would disagree with that. But down the stretch here, Coach Maneri does a great job of compartmentalizing games, and his teams are usually, if not always, ready to go. Now, that's because I think they've earned it playing on the field and what they've done over the last week. Second part is, when you come to Baton Rouge and Alec Box Stadium, college baseball is worshipped in this part of the country. And I think that should be a consideration. And I know, love it or dislike it, the NCAA wants to make a little money. And mm-hmm. It always comes down to making a little coin. And I feel like in that room, the committee is going to know if LSU hosts at the Box, the other three teams are going to be benefited by good crowds, and the NCAA is going to make money. So, to me, I think it should be a host for LSU. The other piece is, and I didn't come up with this theory, but, you know, there were some of the people in the know who considered Texas A&M and LSU kind of battling
for
that last spot to host. Well, I was shocked early this week that they said Texas A&M had the edge. I think that was I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. LSU took 2 of 3 from Texas A&M. They had a better SEC record. They had beaten more teams in the RPI top 50. So I don't know where that was coming from. But now that Texas A&M had a very quiet exit here, went 18 innings without scoring a run.
Wow.
You've looked at what LSU is doing. To me, if it's down to Texas A&M and LSU, and I don't know that it will be, but if it is, there's no question LSU should host and Texas A&M should go on the road.
At LSU Tigers Voice, the way to follow them over on Twitter, of course, the LSU Sports Radio Network, 6:30-ish will be the first pitch. LSU, Mississippi State. Good luck, Chris. Thanks for joining us and giving us a little bit of your time. Go take a nap.
Oh, I've already had plenty of nap. I'm ready to go. Shout out to the cannon. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
For sure. Thank you. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. Jordan, you know I'm disappointed in you.
What?
Do you want to know why I'm disappointed in you?
Why?
You have not been giving us Southeastern baseball updates in the Southland Conference tournament.
No.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Did you know that they possibly could be playing a doubleheader? They were in a elimination game earlier this morning, taking on Stephen F. Austin.
You know, we got that quick win.
Oh, yeah. That's because you just looked at my screen.
No.
Yes.
We won 4-3. Uh-huh. I know all the...
Now, you had no idea. No idea. Got out of a bases-loaded jam in the ninth.
We beat Stephen F. Austin.
Win 4-3. Lions advance. You didn't even know that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I told you before you even said it.
Mm-hmm. Joey, do you remember a Lion Up update?
Lion Up.
I can't remember. I have to read the transcripts.
Yeah, I can't really remember.
An unredacted transcript.
Yeah. Can't really remember. But there you go. Lion Up. So they will face UCA, Central Arkansas, at 4 p.m. So they get to go take a nap. And they can play a little baseball coming up here at 4.
They're warmed up already.
Yeah, I bet they are. Nobody covers
loose.
Southeastern baseball better than you.
Ready to hit some dingers later today.
Who's the head coach?
Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
You don't even know the head coach of your school, do you? Go ahead and Google it. You can give us an answer.
I'm not Googling it. I can't believe.
It's pretty incredible. You don't know the head baseball coach of your school.
No.
Still playing.
No.
Whose team fended off.
No, I'm just saying.
An opponent.
No, I'm
with
saying
the bases loaded in the ninth.
I'm just saying how dumb that question was.
Oh, really?
How could I not know? I mean, he used to go to your Tulane Green
Wave.
You're
doing a great job of filling. There it is.
Matt Reiser.
Look at you. You did a good job there filling.
Why I wasn't filling.
While you typed in red. That was really good. Sports Hangover Hour number one brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If an injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's Memorial Weekend. It's Friday. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, joins us next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
73 men sailed up.
Home Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home Credit have up to 30 years experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
The great thing about facts,
they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
Slam jam bed, baby!
Hey, Dick, what are you doing? Warming up for the game?
I call all the games I watch, even when I can't get tickets. It helps bring that stadium atmosphere to wherever I'm watching from. Oh, the diaper dandy does it again.
Come on, Dick, save it for the air. We've got a game. And check out Vivid Seats. It's the easiest way to get all the tickets to the games you want to go to.
Vivid Seats for the win, baby.
Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know
what? Are you still harping on this?
Joey just keeps on breaking my heart every single day.
Why is it breaking your heart?
It's a disappointment. Oh, it's almost been a week and I've almost forgotten about it.
Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, joins us on Fridays. At VSIDoc Sports on Twitter. Rafael, your thoughts on the Game of Thrones finale?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was.
Of course you did.
I had no problems. I am the only man in the world that should be upset at the Game of Thrones. You know how many refunds I had to do because no one sat on the Iron Throne? I'm the only one that should be upset. And I actually didn't care. I actually enjoyed the whole season.
Bron sat on the Iron Throne. I mean, well, he didn't physically sit on the Iron Throne, but. He's still
the
king.
We had stipulations. Last person to sit on the Iron Throne.
Wow. So that was actually the stipulation. Someone had to
actually sit.
Yeah,
and only
down.
Six out of seven. So they actually didn't rule Westeros. Only six out of seven.
Wow. Yeah, again, incredible. You guys lost lives. Just minutes of your lives over this.
I heard you guys talking about our boy's alma mater. He didn't know baseball scores. Didn't even know the Stephen F. Austin's mascot.
Nope, didn't know. Yeah, who is the Stephen F. Austin mascot? Do you know what they are?
Is it the guy Stephen?
That's it, Stephen. There you go, Raphael. Stephen is the Stephen F. Austin mascot. What is Stephen?
Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks.
Ah, the Lumberjacks.
And his name is Stephen, right?
His name's Stephen.
There it is. You.
Yeah.
Exactly.
His middle name's F and his last name's Austin.
Rafael, I am sure you're paying attention to the NBA postseason. You're seeing the Warriors move on, coming back three straight games down 17 points. Incredible. They're awaiting the team to come out of eventually the East. Let's start with the Warriors, though. With the way that they've won without Kevin Durant, does that help increase or decrease odds that they win the title?
Oh, I think it increases just because now they're sitting at home getting rested up. You figure KD will probably play games two or three. Boogie probably games three and four, what I'm hearing now. And they're getting rested. And they have a really pissed Klay Thompson, who didn't make All-NBA, that just lost $30 million.
Yeah.
I think they win. I have them winning. If it's Toronto, I think they win in six. In five, I think if it's Golden State, I think they win in six. We have series prices up already, no matter who wins. If it's Milwaukee, Golden State will be a -$2 favorite. If it's Golden State, Toronto, Golden State will be a -330 favorite, to beat them.
You know, it's incredible when you think of the fact that the all-pro votes and all that stuff. I mean, I see a lot of this too, how writers cost these athletes millions. I mean, literally, it's $30 million, you just said, by not making that team. It's kind of a big deal. Do you think it's silly that kind of incentive is placed on the objectivity of people that cover the sport? Or do you think it should be based on, like, should the all-pro team be selected by coaches, let's say?
I don't know. I mean, I can understand why they put that in their contract at the same time for incentives, but at the same time, boy, that stink that one writer maybe really screws you out of 30 minutes. I don't mind that. I think, A, it's great storylines now. The storyline's probably going to be all through the first maybe two games at home in Golden State about St. Thompson losing that money. I like the storylines aspect on it. I like maybe does he want to go somewhere else and maybe get a more money? Like, I can guarantee if he goes to L.A. or New York, he's going to make up that money just on marketing and advertising. No disrespect to Golden State, but last time I checked, the L.A. Lakers, New York has better media marketing than Golden State.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting when you take a look at it. Look, I've enjoyed watching the Warriors sort of win their way. You see a lot of people say they're more fun to watch when it comes to that point. It'll be interesting to see what they can do in the finals if Kevin Durant is not able to start, which kind of looks like that way, depending how far this Eastern Conference series goes. Do you think it matters to you how strong this team sort of is with or without Kevin Durant?
No, because I'll be more curious. Let's say Milwaukee wins on the road in Toronto and they blew out Toronto last night, and now this is the NBA Finals. Does KD play game one? You think maybe he's sitting back, okay, no matter what, whoever we play is going to be tired from going either six games or seven games. We can probably rest KD for at least game one. I'll be very curious to see, let's say if Milwaukee blew Toronto out these last two games and they're in the NBA Finals, does KD play game one? Does Boogie play game two? I think they could probably push back their two injuries just because of the depth, and they're probably going to have a really tired Eastern Conference opponent.
All right, so let's go over to the East as we're kind of going in that direction there. Does this go seven, or does Toronto find a way to close this out here at home?
I've been totally wrong on this series. I haven't been this wrong since LSU's football team last year. So I thought Milwaukee was going to win in six. Easily thought that, and then I've been eating crow, coughing up feathers for the past a couple of days. If you're Toronto, you don't want to go back to Milwaukee. I think Kawhi's going to have a 40-point game, have a big game, and I think they close it out. I can't believe I think the Raptors are going to play Golden State in the NBA Finals. And let's just say, out of hindsight, that Toronto wins the NBA championship. Do they just get rid of the word Toronto and call it City Kawhi and to try to keep him there? I mean, it's going to be crazy to see what Toronto's going to give this Kawhi just to keep him in there.
All right, Raphael. Monday, May 27th, the first game of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Blues at Bruins. What do you see happening? What are the odds that Vegas has for the first matchup in Game 1?
I mean, right now we need the Bruins just because, I mean, January 1st, St. Louis was anywhere between 25-30-1 to win the Stanley Cup, and we took some action on that. So we're looking for Boston to win the series. Wow. And to win game one. Boston's minus 150 in game one. They got home ice. I think they're a little bit more physical team. They're minus 160 to win a series. I got Bruins in six. I just think the slipper comes off against St. Louis. I just think Boston has too much offensive firepower, and I think they're just a little bit too tough and they hit a lot harder. Give me the Bruins at home ice winning game six.
All right. Interesting. In six. You think it goes six?
No? Yeah, I could see it. I could see it going six, just how both teams played in the playoffs, especially the Blues, you know, having tight wins against the Stars. That was a very intense that series that went to game seven, and then the Sharks only having two losses in that series, taking it to six games. But, yeah, I could see it going five or six games, like Raphael said.
All right.
No WNBA preview. The WNBA WNBA season started today.
We're not going WNBA. But I will ask you this: Gerald McCoy visiting the Browns today. Who do you think he winds up with? I know Saints fans want him. The reports are that the bidding war is at 11 million per Colts, Pats, Chargers, Saints, and Browns reportedly highly interested in him. As many as 10 teams is what I'm seeing as well.
Yeah, I have no idea. Because I thought he would also fit well in Atlanta and the Saints. I thought both teams would probably want to bid well. I think he ends up in the AFC. I think Cleveland. I think one of those AFC teams get
Thank
him
when
he's Joey. Okay, in all seriousness, I mean, if he does sign there, you got Beckham that got in there. You've seen some of the picks that they made as well. What do we have him right now? 9-10 wins?
Yeah, 9.5 some places. You know what? I think that's why he's going to pick an AFC. I think right now he knows the NFC is really stacked. as of right now, and he can go to AFC. That division is going to be wide open pretty soon once Big Ben retires and Steelers get older. Cincinnati's not going to be there. Baltimore's young. I think Cleveland could be a test for these big free agents in a whole conference in the AFC. I think people realize that the Kansas City Chiefs don't have a defense, so maybe they can knock them around. I would not be shocked if he started seeing some big free agents pick AFC over the NFC just because I think the NFC is just so stacked.
All right. So Cleveland, look, I'm with you. I would go there. That's a team that has a lot of talent, offense, defensively, and more importantly, are they willing to pay that $11 mil or more? What?
That's the big problem. That $11 mil, people say they're interesting, but when that $11 mil came out, words don't mean nothing. Sign that paycheck is a lot of other things.
You know what? Speaking of words don't mean nothing, Jordan needs to ask you the most important question of your entire segment.
All right, so what's the odds, or do Vegas have odds on Drake rubbing the shoulders of the Bucks, of the Raptors head coach in the upcoming game in Toronto?
And who you got? The rapper that the owner's daughter was wearing on her shirt, or Drake?
Oh, the owner's daughter. That's an easy pick. As someone asked me if I was going to do any Drake odds for tomorrow's game, I don't know. Just because my boy's boxing tomorrow on ESPN, Jamal Herring, he's going fighting for the WBA title. He's a former Marine. It's on Memorial Day weekend. I'm more interested to watch my boy fight. Really, really nice guy. I've met him multiple times in Vegas. Upcoming fighter. I'm not going to do anything special with the NBA tomorrow. I'm going to be on pins and needles because I want to see at the end of this fight at ESPN, Jamal Herring, and the new, I would probably cry and maybe wet my pants.
Okay, there he is.
Wow, just disrespecting Champagne Poppy like that, huh?
Who's that?
That's Drake.
No. Wow. Okay.
I don't mind Drake. He's part owner. He has a lot of invested. That didn't bother me what he did. I don't know why everyone made. Now,
thank you,
Jack
Raphael.
Nicholson going up. If it was Jack Nicholson going up against Kurt Rambis or rubbing his, who has no stakes in the Lakers, there's nothing, or if Spike Lee ran on the court and gave a Knicks player a fan, I would be mad at that. Drake has money invested in this team, in this city. I have no problems with that.
All right, there he is, Raphael Esparza. I guess if you want to, you can follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. And as always, he joins us on Fridays. I'll get back to you on that time of the barbecue that I might have here either Sunday or Monday over at Casa de Cotingo.
Mississippi State, huge favorite tonight against the LSU Tigers in the SEC, -260. Oof.
Ooh, that's
a miracle win tonight. But I still think they host them. I still think they host.
Oh, well, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Vegas. Appreciate the parting comment there.
I don't want you guys to hate me that much on the holiday.
Well, I mean, you know. Everyone has a role in life. Thank you, Raphael.
You guys have a great holiday weekend.
Yeah, for sure, man. Raphael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow on Twitter. Quick break. We come back. Nate Osborne, head coach of your NOLA Gold. We'll talk to Coach. How do you think he's doing right now? Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to hear mate.
Yeah, I think he'll be more like, hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think the mate Richter scale might be on about a 5. You know, after wins, like, hey, mate! You know, that's a 10.
Over, under, 6 mates.
I'm going to go with under.
Ooh.
Are you going to keep track?
Yeah, I'll keep track.
All right, we'll find out. We'll come back. Nate Osborne, head coach of your NOLA Gold next on ESPN New Orleans.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your next great escape and feed your soul with a trip to one of our state parks. Newly improved white sand beaches are ready to welcome you this summer at places like Fountain Blue State Park. Or how about a world-class fishing trip to Lido Bend, the number one bass lake in the nation, 2 years in a row. You can fish anywhere, but you catch fish in Louisiana. One great state, 21 great state parks. Plan your trip today at louisianatravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
The Eastern Conference Finals. The home team prevails once again as the Bucks win Game 5 in Milwaukee.
Giannis head of steam goes by Siakam. Another flush.
Now it's back to Toronto Can the Raptors keep the home court streak alive? Or are the Bucks heading to the NBA Finals? Coverage of Game 6 begins Saturday at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back. We are talking now with head coach Nate Osborne of your NOLA Gold. Coach, how are you today?
Gus, I'm good, mate. How you doing?
All right, look, I'll be honest. I was a little concerned because we always love having you on after nice wins.
Sure.
Last 2 weeks, Coach, have been difficult, right? San Diego, very good team. And you've been saying it all season with us. You don't look at records in rugby. Houston didn't have as many wins as you guys. They come in and frankly, stun you at Gold Stadium.
They did. They played a really good game. I mean, we looked at a lot of stuff that we did. We didn't play as well as we wanted to, which is disappointing. But the beauty of it is we get another crack this week to make up for it. So not the end of the season. We still sit in second place with two games to go. I don't know, our destiny to still take that top spot. So, you know, we're just looking forward and, you know, just getting ready for New York.
New York this week, you do have San Diego a chance at revenge in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When you look back at Houston, though, it's the second week that I've heard your players and you kind of say, look, we didn't do the things we did.
Yeah.
From a coaching perspective, you can say that. From a fan perspective, what exactly do you mean when coaches and players say, look, we just didn't do things that we're capable of doing?
Yeah, I think, it's one of those things where we just made some mistakes that we, don't usually make. This week we've done a lot of work on, revitalizing ourselves and changing a few things around to get that fresh feel about it again. I think when you're starting off a season and you're playing teams for the first time, it's easier to just, throw the ball around and stun them with the way we want to play after they watch a bunch of film and they come in and, they know the guys they need to key on. And it makes it a little bit more difficult. So this week we've, really gone back and, reinvented ourselves a little bit with some different kind of things that we want to try and do this week.
It's funny you went that way because the reason I was asking you that question is what exactly do you mean by when you say you're not doing the things that you want? The first thing that pops in my head is just when you cover any other sports, sort of the same thing. Are you seeing other teams perhaps adjusting to what you guys did? So you kind of just led me into that by saying, look, you're going to probably try to tinker here or there and try to change a few looks.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think there is an element to that of the teams coming in here and playing well and kind of understanding what we're trying to do. So they're adjusting a little bit better. But there's still times when, I think that if we play the way that we should, the teams won't stop us. I just think that we drop the ball a lot over this past weekend, which is pretty uncharacteristic for us. But I think we dropped the ball 16 times, and that's just too much possession to give away to a team, any team, So, credit to Houston. They did a really good job. And, it's good that the league has that parity where teams can come in no matter the record and beat some of the top teams. I wish it wasn't us that was on the receiving end of one. But like I said, we're not going to look in the past. We're just going to move on. And we know we own our own destiny. It's all that we can ask for. We don't have to wait for other teams to beat other teams or anything like that to get in the playoffs. We just need to do the things we want to do and just win out, and we'll be fine.
Speak with Nate Osborne, head coach of your NOLA Gold. Back on February 16th, Coach, you faced New York, and they won 27-24 here in New Orleans. What do you recall from that game?
It was very similar to the Seattle game. We scored more tries than them, but our discipline let us down, and they kicked some penalty goals to beat us, 27-24, I think was the final score. We also missed a couple shots. It was very, very similar to that Seattle game. So we took a lot of confidence out of that at the time. I know that was our first loss of the season. And knowing that, you know, there's things that we can change up, and I think we match up really well against them. I think the way that we play, they I don't think they'll be able to defend it if we could do it this week. So, you know, it's a good matchup for us, I think.
And, Coach, I guess we close up with the last two games are on the road. San Diego to close up the season next Sunday and this Sunday against New York. What kind of place is it over there?
What's that? Sorry, mate. You just cut out.
Yeah, what kind of game, what kind of place is New York to be able to play against?
New York's great. I mean, it's a great city. I've only ever been there once, but it's just, you know, it's a crazy big city. And there's a lot of guys that have come down here, and it's the first time in America. So some of the times I get to go to these cities, it's the first time they're going to these cities. So there's a buzz around the boys that we get to get in there tomorrow morning and look around the city before we play them on Sunday. And just enjoy an experience, you know, a different city and a different culture that, you know, that's what rugby's all about, or any professional sport's all about, is, you know, getting that travel and spending a bit of time in that city. And I think New York's just a great city. So we're excited to get over there and check it all out.
All right, final question for you for the folks that are still trying to get accustomed to the game here. You said you're in second place. You are there. Got two games remaining. I know we've been talking about the last couple of weeks going into it. A win would solidify a playoff spot. How do the rankings, the playoff spots, how do that all goes by?
So there's 9 teams in the league, 7 teams in the league, sorry. And there's top four go through to the playoffs. The top team, the top seed, the number one seed will host the fourth seed at their at their home ground, and the second will host the third team at their home ground. The winners play each other at the highest seed play. So, if we're the one seed, then everything comes through us. So that's what we're aiming for, and that's what we want. So, win the next two, we're the one seed. Win one of them, we're definitely in the playoffs, and we have to go somewhere, more than likely have to go somewhere and, try and get a win on the road and try and get back to that final.
All right, easy enough to understand that. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time as always, man, when you join us during the week. Hopefully you guys can come back next week. We can talk a little win this time, Coach.
It would be amazing if we could do that. And I think very confident that we're going to pull it off this week. I think we've had a good week. And, you know, sometimes when you get punched in the mouth, it's whether you can get back up. And I think we've definitely got back up this week. So we're ready.
Thank you, Coach. Nate Osborne, head coach of your NOLA Gold. Thank you for the time. Safe travels. All right, what was the mate meter?
I'm kind of disappointed.
Why?
The Nate's mate meter. Mm-hmm. See what I did there?
Yeah.
It was 2.
No.
One when we
I got 3.
No, it was 2.
I counted 3.
It was 1 when you first started.
Yeah.
And then the second one was when he kind of cut off and he
I
said,
I think you missed
one.
Joey, I heard 3. I heard 3.
Either way, you
You'll
were right.
You'll have to
it
go back
under,
to the tape.
Either way, you were right. It was under 6.
I'm telling you it's because you're not winning.
Yep.
We get way more mates when they win. Why are you disappointed?
Because you won.
Well, I mean, once again, at some point in time, you'll realize I'm pretty much normally right. Like I tell my wife. And then you just sigh just like she does when I normally tell her. 98% of the time, I'm right. If you just listen to what I say and do, we would be a happier place.
We.
And then I get a sigh, and then normally there she goes down the hallway. Exactly, yes.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Well, you don't have the hair to toss, but yes. I normally get the, oh, you know what? Yeah, exactly. Hour one in the books. Coming up, we'll open up the phone lines to you. 800-998-1003. Let's talk a little Santos. A little foosball. A little observations that we had yesterday. We'll go back and play a little of the brief stuff. I thought there was some really good stuff in there. So, in case you missed it, we'll play a little bit more. And any questions that... Hey, did you see so-and-so? Both of us were there. Again, we'll go through our notes that we have. Maybe we didn't think of it at that time, but give us a call. Let's chime in. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. No, it's the Sports Hangover Memorial Day weekend. What are you doing? Are you grilling? You crawfish burling? What are you doing?
Might be doing a little bit of crawfish.
Yeah, I might be doing both this weekend. How about that? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.